Peter wants to defend himself here. Peter Schwartz, what's going on?
What's up, fellas? How are you?
Good. So is there anything that we have said that is untrue?
Yes, the last phone caller was 100% incorrect. I was not dressed up as Butterbean.
Well, no, they said they confused you for Butterbean. Right. They didn't say you were dressed up as Butterbean. Right,
I misheard that while I was eating breakfast. I'm sorry.
Okay. So
I thought that's what I heard.
Did a group of kids come up to you and take a picture?
No, that's not true. That's not true.
That's too bad. All right.
Anyway. I had zero photo requests on Saturday.
Oh, all right.
Not one person recognized me.
Wow. That's got to be a blow to you. That you don't like that at all.
Yeah, it was a nice relaxing day with family and friends.
With family and friends? So yeah. How many free passes did you get?
Well, I only asked for four. And I wound up with eight.
What is this sorcery that you possess? Like, I mean, this is amazing. Go ahead.
I asked for four tickets because I was not, at the time that I asked, we weren't sure if Bradley was going to be able to go because we didn't know what the college schedule was going to look like. So I asked for four and was told no problem. And then I get an email with four codes on it. And then as I punched the code in, each code was good for two tickets.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So that's how I went up with eight. I know,
Peter, I know you are a festival type of guy. You always showed up at my All-Star football game, and you love Long Island. You love New York. Uh-huh. You love sports. Where would you put Fanatics Fest on the Peter Schwartz list of great things to do?
I thought it was like a 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10.
Okay.
I thought it was pretty good. We had a fun day. I thought the prices of the memorabilia dealers were a little high. That's kind of brings it down.
It is New York. It's not Cleveland. I mean, remember when you went to the Hall of Fame game and stayed in Canton? You remember you stayed that Red Roof Inn and you had that one room for your entire family?
Yeah.
I mean, this is New York.
I'm just saying, I go to a lot of memorabilia shows with the kids, and I just thought that the general pricing was a little high. That's all.
The rest of the
experience was phenomenal. Enjoyed all the activities.
Peter, to be fair, when have you ever gone to anything and been like, you know what, the price is right with this thing? You know, I think I'm happy to pay this price.
I forgot. We went
to Daryl Strawberry Bobblehead Day earlier in the season and paid $20 a ticket. I thought that was well worth it.
Okay. All right. So, did you took a picture behind the WFAN desk like a fan when you work here?
Yeah. I thought I'd have a little fun with that.
Okay. All right. How about the young lady security guard that ripped the water bottle out of your hands while you were doing a Triple H entrance?
So, I was online and with a friend, and I said, I'm going to do Triple H, but I need a bottle of water to do this correctly because that's what he does when he comes out and gets introduced. He takes a bottle of water, he spills a little bit on his head, pours a little bit in his mouth, and spits it up in the air. I'm like, I'd have to do it correctly to do it, you know, to have fun with it. So he goes and runs and gets me a bottle of water, and I go through what they call the gorilla position, which is where the wrestlers go before they come out down the ramp. And the lady asked me, which wrestler? And I said, Triple H. And I didn't hide the bottle. I had it out open in my hand. Walked through, went past another person that was back there checking everybody. I mean, what did they think I was going to do with the bottle?
I don't know. They probably were just instructed, we don't need any water everywhere. We throw the thing. Who knows?
Triple H was actually there. I think about an hour before I walked through, and he spit the water up in the air. And I'm like, well, it couldn't have been that they were concerned about, the equipment.
Yeah, but he's Triple H, right. Peter Schwartz.
Exactly. Tom Brady threw a football across the room, and then I got thrown out for doing it. Like,
I could still spit water up in the air and have it not land on equipment.
How old are you, Peter?
57.
Love you. God love you.
What was the best part of Fanatics Fest?
That was pretty much that was up there. They had a Boomer. You would have liked this. They had the NHL section. You got to shoot the puck at a target,
which was
like a washing machine dryer, and you had to get it inside. They had it at the Stadium Series game too. That was pretty cool. They had a nice NFL exhibit, which was awesome. They had every Super Bowl ring on display. The Vince Lombardi trophy was there. So that, those two things probably were the highlight.
How was the food?
Didn't eat there. We all went to eat at TikTok Diner after the after we were done with the show.
Wow, you didn't eat there.
That's
what restraint. Prices?
Didn't eat there. It was too much to do. It was too much walking around and too many things to do.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well,
that appetite went for a nice big dinner afterwards.
Did you sell the other four tickets, or you gave those other four tickets away?
No. We went with another. We went with another family of four, and the only unused pass was Bradley, who was on a football field at the time.
Okay. All right. Very good. And you took Jared out to golf the other day, I saw.
I did. It was a lot of fun being his caddy.
Yeah, he caddied for his son Jared, who has now caught the golf bug.
Nice.
So Peter Schwartz out there caddying. Did you walk?
Very nice. So we walked the whole thing. We actually wound up playing with another person because there was a lineup of people. So they had another customer, you know, playing with Jared, who turned out to be this guy Phil, who turned out to be a big WFAN Boomer and Geo listener. So we walked the course and had a nice conversation and everything. And you know, Jared was he was giving Jared some tips because I can't give him any tips. And the only club Jared does not have is a driver. So we were getting ready, like the eighth hole, and the guy goes, "You know what? I've got a driver in my car that I don't use anymore. I'm going to give it to you." And he handed it to Jared when the round was over.
Man, so your kids figured it out. They have totally figured it out. You got them all wired in on how to get free stuff. There's nothing like it. Aren't you supposed to be at MacArthur Airport right now?
Yeah, I'm leaving in a few minutes. I got to go get gas first, and then I'll head out there.
I mean, what is it about you when people look at you, they see like a Salvation Army bucket? Like, they just want to put stuff in you, give you things. What is it? It's amazing.
I think I'm just a very likable person for the most part.
All right. Very good, Peter.
I got people who don't like me. Then they make it known on Twitter.
And then you go the whole negative way. And you get all caught up in that nonsense.
All right, Peter. We'll talk to you later. Yeah. Say hello to Vinny Tickets and the conveyor belt for the luggage.
I will. All right. Thanks, Scott.
Of course, there's a show in an airport. MacArthur Airport.
MacArthur Airport,
does a radio show on there.